Welcome to episode 268 of the Tent and Thrive podcast, brought to you by Tent and Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. Tent and Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we continue our study of the book of 1 Timothy. First Timothy 5, verse 8. If anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his own family, he has disowned the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. There has been a general upward trend in divorce rates globally since the 1970s. Divorce tends to have a more adverse effect on women. Almost 30% of custodial mother families live in poverty, compared to about 17% of custodial father families. Custodial mothers often lose up to 25 to 50% of their pre-divorce income. Divorced women are more likely than men to receive public assistance, live without health insurance, and have less earning potential. Approximately 22% of women divorced in the past 12 months live in poverty, compared with 11% of men. The United Nations estimates 60 million children and infants have been abandoned by their families and live on their own or in orphanages in the world. In the United States, more than 7,000 children are abandoned each year. Children who grow up impoverished often lack the food, sanitation, shelter, health care, and education they need to survive and thrive. Across the world, about 1 billion children are multidimensionally poor, meaning they lack necessities as basic as nutrition or clean water. About 150 million additional children have been plunged into multidimensional poverty due to COVID-19. In the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, reports of domestic violence dramatically increased, especially in the early months when more people were isolated at home. We have seen upticks in elder abuse and increases in elder poverty. Even among the 35 largest economies, on average, 12.5% of individuals aged 65 and older live in relative income poverty. Spouses, children, elders, those who are mentally ill, those who may have other illnesses, those who are the least, the last, and the lost, those who are the fragile, the feeble, and the forgotten, those who are on the margins of society. Do you have relatives who fall into any of these categories? What are you doing to care for them? Scripture clearly teaches that God expects us to care for the widows and the poor and the needy. Consider the following Old Testament verses. Psalm 68, verse 5. God in his holy dwelling is a father of the fatherless and a champion of widows. Isaiah 1, verse 17. Learn to do right. Seek justice. Defend the oppressed. Take up the cause of the fatherless. Plead the case of the widow. Exodus 22, verses 22 to 24. You shall not mistreat any widow or fatherless child. If you do mistreat them and they cry out to me, I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath will burn, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall become widows, and your children fatherless. The Jews were to give special care to widows, orphans, and the poor. In fact, part of their tithe provided for those in need. This special care for the poor was passed from the Jews to the church. In Acts 6, the early church selected 7 men to care for a large population of widows, providing food for them. In Galatians 2, verses 9 to 10, when the apostles gave Paul and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, they urged them to go to the Gentiles with the gospel, but also for them to remember the poor. Women lost their husbands for a variety of reasons, such as the dangers of travel, disease, war, and a host of other things. In those days, there was no government assistance, and widows were an especially vulnerable class. Without their husbands, they often had to turn to begging or prostitution. Therefore, the church gave great attention to this neglected class. And in 1 Timothy 5, Paul instructs the church on how to care for them. Many of these principles that Paul outlines in this chapter do not just apply to widows, but also to single moms, divorcees, trafficking victims, the homeless, and anybody else in desperate need. As we consider this mercy ministry, it is important to consider that God promises tremendous blessings to those who care for the needy. Proverbs 19 verse 17 says, "The one who is gracious to the poor lends to the Lord, and the Lord will repay him for his good deed." In addition, in Deuteronomy 14 verse 29, God promised to bless the work of Israel's hands as they provided for the foreigner, the fatherless, and the widow. Think about how we treat immigrants. Think about how we treat those who are physically, mentally, or emotionally impaired. Think about how we treat the poor. Are we fulfilling our responsibilities of care? Now, who bears primary responsibility to support widows in the church community and without? Here we can use the term widow as a proxy for anyone in desperate need. 1 Timothy 5 verse 4 and verse 8 provide an answer. The care of the needy widows devolves first of all upon the widow's family, her children, failing that upon her other relatives. This fulfills the scriptural injunction to honor your father and your mother, written by God's own hand in the Ten Commandments. Support of aged, destitute family members is evidence of what Paul describes as piety at home. Failure to support needy members of one's family where this is possible is to separate oneself from the Lord. If the widow has no relatives to care for her, who is to assist? 1 Timothy 5 verse 3 and verse 5 have the answer. The church is to assist real widows. These are the women who Paul describes in 1 Timothy 5 verse 5 as being left alone. Night and day they plead with God for support and protection. They may have nowhere to turn but to the Lord. The church can help answer their prayers. In an age when some responsibility for the elderly, frail, and destitute is often taken by state and civic institutions, we need to remind ourselves of the Christian's role clearly outlined for us in the New Testament. We may applaud government aid to the disadvantaged, but we cannot renege on our Christian duty. But note, the responsibility of care is not just for or toward elderly widows. What are you and those in your congregation doing to support singles, single parents, the physically challenged, immigrants? In cases of need, what are church members doing to assist them materially? What have you done? Have you studied ways of involving them in the work of the church while considering their special gifts, as well as any challenges they might face? And note also that our responsibility of care is not just to the needy who are part of our church congregations. We are called to bless any who are in need. One of Mother Teresa's favorite texts in the Bible, which she often quoted to support her ministry to the poor, is, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." She's quoting Jesus. That is our charge. Father, help us to lovingly embrace those in need within and without our congregations. May we remember that whatever we do to the least of these among us, we do so for you. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.